In today's business report, government loans for small businesses affected by Katrina. Among the casualties of the hurricanes that hit the Gulf Coast are tens of thousands of small businesses. Many are hoping for government loans to get them back on their feet. The loans have been slow in coming, though, and the slow pace will be the topic of a hearing on Capitol Hill today. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
For small business owners in New Orleans, there is life before Katrina and life after. Peter Menge and several partners opened the Savvy Gourmet, a cooking school and catering company, just 2 weeks before the first hurricane hit.
We were opening right at the right time in the sense it was going to be the biggest, busiest time of the year for us. With retail sales, well, you know, that's pretty much gone.
But whether Menge can reopen his business will depend largely on whether he can get a loan from the Small Business Administration. Companies in the Gulf Coast region can borrow up to $1.5 million under two different SBA loan programs. But over a month after Katrina hit, the SBA has approved fewer than 600 of the more than 60,000 loan applications it's received. Herb Mitchell is with SBA's Disaster Loan Program.
This is still a loan process where we have to make a determination of whether or not they have satisfactory credit. We have to look at records, and in this case, in some case, we don't have records.
Mitchell says further complicating matters is the fact that government inspectors have only recently been able to get into some hurricane-damaged areas. But critics have accused the SBA of foot-dragging.
This is really a disgrace. People are suffering.
Congresswoman Nadia Velazquez is the ranking minority member of the House Small Business Committee, which is holding a hearing on Capitol Hill today to look at the SBA's response. She says the administration has the power to waive rules governing the loan process, but hasn't done so.
It is simply misleading for SBA to claim that they have no power over those regulations when they are self-empowered to waive these type of requirements, and they know it.
Peter Menge says his cooking school wasn't damaged in the storm, but he doesn't know when his customers will be coming back. He also isn't sure how he'll pay his bills while he waits for his SBA loan.
The guy that did all the woodwork in our shop, I mean, we owe him money. The people that designed our business cards, a fantastic company with about five employees, you know, we owe them money still. So it's a huge domino effect.
For now, Menge plans to turn his business into a to-go catering company, feeding cleanup crews in New Orleans, who he says still have to eat. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.